Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today is the feast of Saint Teresa of Avila. She, along with John of the Cross, are two of the most important teachers about the spiritual life. Now, she was born in Spain in 1515 and died in 1582. Teresa and I were blessed to go to her 500th birthday party in Avila in 2015. Now, when Teresa was seven, Teresa of Avila, she talked her cousin into running away from home to go and be martyred by Muslims. Thankfully, her uncle caught them at the edge of the town and brought them back. We can see from an early age her great courage and zeal. Unfortunately, her mother died when she was 14, so she took Mary as her mom. At 20, she entered the Carmelite Monastery of the Incarnation in Avila, but at 22, she experienced an illness that left her paralyzed for 3 years. During this time, she turned to Saint Joseph, and he obtained for her a complete healing. Later, she writes about all that Saint Joseph has done for her. She said, "I took for my advocate and Lord the glorious Saint Joseph and earnestly recommended myself to him. In fact, I don't recall, up to this day, ever having asked him for anything that he failed to grant, apart from all the dangers I was freed from in both body and soul. For with other saints, it seems the Lord has given them grace to be of help in one need, whereas with this glorious saint, I have experienced that he helps in all our needs, and that the Lord wants us to understand that just as he was subject to Saint Joseph on earth, so in heaven, God does whatever he commands." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. The biggest problem Teresa faced early on as a nun was that those in the convent were kept so busy that there was no time for deeper prayer, and there was no one to teach them how to go deeper. So Jesus appeared to her and taught her how to have a deep friendship with him in mental prayer, otherwise known as meditation. Teresa later wrote that mental prayer is nothing else than an intimate sharing between friends. It means taking time frequently to be alone with him whom we know loves us. So, meditation is really just a conversation with God. The first step is that we speak to him from the heart, and we tell him whatever we are thinking and whatever we are feeling. But if it's going to be a two-way conversation, then we need to listen to God. Well, how do we do that? We read or listen to something from the Word of God found in Scripture, tradition, that is, the writings of the saints, or the teaching of the church. But if we stop there, it's almost useless. We need time to think about the Word of God, reflect on it, and ask ourselves, am I living this or not? If not, then what am I going to do about this? And that should lead us to choose something practical or concrete to do that day, to put into practice that day. So if we talk to God from the heart, if we read or listen to the Word of God, and then really think about it and apply it to our life, and then every day choose a concrete resolution, what do you think will happen to us if we would do that every day, for 6 months? Wow, we would change. How about every day for a year? Every day for 5 years? We'd be completely transformed. Yes. That's why Teresa told us that daily meditation is the most powerful means to transformation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. The basic problem in life is that disordered feelings control us. Anger, fear, anxiety, lust, pride, and so on. But God designed the soul differently. The intellect should see the truth. The feelings should respond to what the intellect shows it, and then the will should choose. So thinking should determine behavior, not feelings. And mental prayer fixes this. It heals it. In mental prayer, we think about the Word of God, and we think about our life. And then we choose to apply the Word of God to our life. So by thinking and acting, the feelings become ordered. They're put in their proper place and ordered toward God. That's why the great Teresa could say that mental prayer is the infallible means of transformation. But without it, Jesus can't change us because we're not cooperating with Him. But with it, He transforms the whole person. Mind, emotions, and will. Until Christ Himself is our Master. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Teresa tells us there are two essential traits we need to grow closer to God. The first is to want God more than any good thing in this world. The rich young man in the Gospels fascinated Teresa. Outwardly, he had everything. He was the total package. Success, obedience to the commandments, even the desire for eternal life. But he loved his wealth more than he loved Christ, and so he went away sad. To reach the goal of life, transforming union with Jesus, we must desire him above all else. And if there is any created good, any good thing of this world that we want or love more than God, then we must accept purification, even the loss of that good thing, so that we can possess him perfectly. So we must learn to say with Teresa, "Let your will be done, Lord, in me and in every way." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. The other condition that Teresa insists upon is courage. She writes, "Have great confidence, for it is necessary not to hold back one's desire to be a saint, but to believe in God, that if we try, we shall little by little, even if it may not be soon, we will reach the state of the saints. For if they had never determined to desire and seek this state, little by little, they would never have mounted so high. His Majesty wants this determination, and he is a friend of courageous souls if they walk in humility and without trusting in self." Those are the three things we need. Courage, humility, and without trusting in self. Teresa said, "I marvel at how important it is to be courageous in striving for great things along this path." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, before we jump into our conversation, I want to invite everyone who is praying with us, I want to invite you to a special week this February where you can come and really learn your Catholic faith and grow in your spiritual life, but especially to learn the art of friendship and good conversation. Come and join us for a fabulous week in Kansas City in February. Just go to our website, schooloffaith.com, click on spiritual mentoring, and apply today.
So what did that meditation make you think about?
I was really thinking about courage. Courage is the willingness to sacrifice lesser things for the sake of greater. So in that sense, the rich young man was a coward because he sacrificed the greatest thing, Jesus, for something much lesser, his wealth and comfort. And so imagine if we would apply that every day, moment to moment, that I'm always choosing. So instead of wasting the last hour of your night, go to bed earlier. So sacrifice something lesser, some show or sports center or something. Sacrifice something lesser. Go to bed earlier so you get up and have time for prayer. Choose something greater.
I think the hard part is simply making it an active choice, because I think we don't always see it as choosing something lesser, because we are habitual in that choice, so that it feels like the choice is made for us, but we have to constantly be reminded that it is a choice, and it might be difficult to realign it, but that's what sacrifice is for, what fasting is for.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's how we get rid of a bad habit and establish a good habit.
Because the terrifying thing is when those habits become so habitual that you don't even notice it. So it's no longer a choice.
Yeah.
Little by little, we just have to make the practice of knowing what we're doing.
There's an old saying, make good habits and become slaves to them. But it's ironic because a good habit actually sets you free to possess God.
Yeah, because you're also putting yourself back in control of your mental faculties. And we really can't give our focus and our mind and ourselves to God if we don't even have control over them in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And then there's the other great quote about courage. That courage is to be afraid and saddle up anyway.
Which is the most important.
John Wayne.
Which is good, because it's good to say that putting the wrong things first is cowardly, but also that putting the right things first, it might be a little terrifying. We can do it anyways.
That's a good point.
We can saddle up anyways.
So Teresa of Avila and John Wayne, we pair them up today.
What a good pairing. We should do more saint pairings, because I know we have Roberto Luongo and Bartolo Longo, and now we can have Teresa of Avila and John Wayne.
Well, since we just did Bartolo Longo, the Rosary, of the Apostle of the Rosary recently, you have to let people know who Roberto Luongo is.
Famous goaltender for the Florida Panthers and a few other teams, but I remember him for the Panthers.
There was one year where you made a holy candle for Bartolo Longo, and on that same day, you made a holy candle for Roberto Luongo.
For both of them. I think it did help spread devotion to
hockey.
To Bartolo Longo. It helped me remember his name for sure.
That's true.
So these saint pairings, it's helpful.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.